your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
Hey! How you doing, Tommy?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Not too bad.
Pretty good.
Nice to be off my feet.
Yes. You.
I didn't think that was supposed to be funny, but all right.
I almost said better than being on your knees.
Oh, jeez.
And we already had our rating. Batman says four words.
Back to Tommy Two Stars. Can't leave that behind, apparently.
We need to come up with an occupation for you.
An occupation?
Like what you're like say that you're like a certain, like you're a ball boy or something at a baseball field, like a fake occupation.
A fake occupation?
But make people think it's a real occupation.
That'd be
but now
cool.
They already know it's a fake occupation.
I mean, from now on, we just don't talk about it. So if they start listening in the future, I'm
a ball boy.
Executive assistant of Prestige Worldwide.
Whoa, that's pretty nice. What is Prestige Worldwide?
You remember from Step Brothers?
Oh, okay. That's funny. That's the name of the rap group, isn't
it? Yeah, the production company or whatever.
It's the Catalina fucking wine mixer, Tommy!
We put white out on a bee. It killed it.
I'm gonna put my balls on your drum set!
Well, that makes you gay, because my drum set's a guy!
The clown has no penis!
I'm gonna punch your squirrel's mouth out of the Trebek, or whatever he says.
I'll kill you, Leonard Nimoy.
What are you two dreaming about?
Speaking of movies, have you...
quick turn. Didn't take us long to jump right over the edge.
Netflix added a bunch of new movies, Tom.
Did they now?
Yes. Have you been watching any Netflix lately?
All I watch is Netflix, man.
Okay. What do you watch right now on
Netflix?
The
Office.
The Office. Okay. I just watched a cartoon. I binge watched it in 2 days called Koolapari.
Koolapari.
An Army of Frogs. Yes, okay. It's pretty interesting. It's very Hobbity and Lord of the Rings ish.
Okay.
So if you like cartoons and you like fantasy, you should totally check it out. And I know you like those things. Mm. It's not too kiddy.
It's not very. Okay. So what do? They have like this quest and they have to go somewhere.
It's pretty complicated. The best way to explain it is there is a land called the Amphibolands, and frogs live in this land.
Okay.
There's all different kinds of frogs. There's wood toads and regular and other frogs, and then tree frogs, and then they've got...
Are tree frogs like elves?
kind of. They are the ones that are like the archers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you have a breed of frog called the Koolapari. The Koolapari are poison dart frogs, and they're basically like superheroes. So they're like the elite soldiers. So there is a character named Daryl. He's a wood frog. His dad was a Koolapari.
Yeah.
So, but all the Koolapari died in like a 20-year war.
Okay.
And so Daryl is wanting to be a Koolapari. That's all he studies to be and wants to be. But everybody's telling him he can't be because he doesn't have poison in his system. But he wants to be a hero. He longs for it. So while this is happening, there's the scorpions who live in the Outer Lands who are trying to break back into the Amphibolands. After the 20-year war, there's a magic turtle,
Treyu.
Not that turtle?
No, that turtle. who puts a... force field of types around the Amphibolands to keep
them safe from
the scorpions and other
predators. Like a shell, if you will.
Right. But the scorpions want to get in, and so they're trying to get in, and they start They start a relationship with a spider, a black widow, whose head does magic.
A black widow
she's trying to get them...
Black widow black magic?
She's trying to... Black Magic Widow!
Black Magic Baby!
She's trying to get them into the Amphibolands with magic. So the whole story is that, and then, like, it ends up happening. But then it's all the progression of Daryl and where he is and how he becomes stronger. It's pretty cool. It's very, like, kind of Frodo-ish, and he's going on a quest to go on a quest and save his friend. And then you've got all these different, like, battles. Like, Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. Because then, like, all these different species come together to fight the big threat kind of deal.
I just picture you'd be like, there's different types of frogs, and they're all, like, you know, there's elf frogs and dwarf frogs and teeny little hobbit frogs.
That's funny. It was cool. You should check it out if you like cartoons and fantasy stuff. It's not very long. It's like 13 episodes.
And that's a lot of shows nowadays are doing that, especially Netflix shows. They're doing, like, short seasons.
It's really nice. I've been watching a lot of Netflix, probably way too much Netflix.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
The other day, I decided to watch Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
I've seen Sweeney Todd in the past, so that's on Netflix now. Good movie.
Very dark.
Very dark. I'm about a quarter way through it. Larry sits down.
Oh boy.
Larry's like, "Ooh, what's this?" And she sees Johnny Depp.
Oh, it's the musical.
She's like, "Oh, I love Johnny Depp." And then she sees Helena Bonham Carter, and she's like, "Oh my gosh!" And so she gets maybe quarter way through, and then the first time he slits a throat, she's like, "And I'm good," and gets up and walks away. But then now she's saying she wants to come back and finish watching it. So I've seen it once before.
Yeah.
I remembered it being dark. I remember the sequence of him going through and cutting everybody's throats. I did not remember them. I don't know how I didn't remember this, because it's such
a huge
important plot part of the movie. I didn't remember them taking the corpses and putting them in the meat pie pies.
The meat pies, yeah.
Did not remember that at all.
Huh.
And then I started to realize, like, there's been so much. So if you haven't seen Sweeney Todd, he's a barber, right?
Yeah, he's just a normal barber.
And he wants revenge because of a whole backstory. And so he goes and he starts killing everybody. Slicing throats.
Really.
The elite. And then, then he goes a little crazy, and then he wants to just fucking kill everybody.
Yeah, he kills pretty much everybody.
Yeah. Oh, wow, cuss pants.
Yeah.
Is
it cuss pants?
And so he wants to just kill everybody.
Filthy foul mouth.
And so they want to find a place to put the bodies.
Yeah.
So his barber shop, right, is above Helena Bonham Carter's pie shop, which is a super gross place because it's cockroaches and everything else. Nobody's ever in there. So what they start doing is they start taking the dead bodies and putting in the pies.
Yep.
Yes.
The little contraption he makes, just go, "Wee!"
It feels so bad to waste all the meat. And then you have Lord Voldemort in the corner being like, "Yes, Bellatrix." No, Lord Voldemort really isn't in the movie.
And Captain Jack comes in and is like, "I'd like to buy some of your pies. Those are very good." "Those pies are pretty funny. Is there room in the pie?"
That's so funny. Trying to think, and then, they're in Willy Wonka, too, so then she puts chocolate bars in the pie.
Those pies are really weird.
That was good. And so, they get popular because she's selling the pies, and I guess everybody in the town likes
to taste
it.
There's a unique flavor, and then just everybody starts coming in and eating them.
Yes. So then, I realized about a week before, thank you. I have a fancy shirt on, and it has Darth Vader's skull on it.
Yeah, I didn't notice that Darth Vader's on there until just now.
A week before, I watched another movie that was called In the Heart of the Sea. The new movie with amazingly handsome Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, okay.
And it is kind of a precursor to Moby Dick.
Oh, okay.
So it's about the writer. The writer of Moby Dick, I can't remember his name.
Ernest Hemingway?
No, Ernest Hemingway didn't write Moby Dick. He goes to... It's where we need a producer.
Hugo Strait.
He only comes when we talk about tacos now.
Yeah, I know. it's that daggum quarter Mexican in him.
So he goes to write the story, and so this guy's telling the story. And so it's all about the white whale and everything else.
Maybe.
But then halfway through, they're like stranded on the boat, and then it goes into cannibalism too.
Herman Melville.
Herman Melville.
Okay.
And so it's talking about how they're eating people and everything else.
They start going. The Captain Ahab goes crazy and
right
obsession, and everybody else just starts breaking down.
So this was a different voyage.
Queequeg tells him, "No, Captain, no, Queequeg, shut your face."
This was the true story that he based Moby Dick off of, supposedly.
Okay.
I don't know how true that is, but that's what they're saying. So it's good because Chris Hemsworth is the man, and he's all Thor in it and stuff. And
he's all Thor, doesn't he? For that role, did he, have to lose a lot of weight?
He did. He lost a lot of weight, and he tried to, do a New England accent, but he would, forget that he's supposed to be doing a New England accent, so he would let his actual accent kind of slip through.
Sounds like Liam Neeson when he tries to be an American cowboy.
Yeah. He wasn't the greatest at the New England accent. But the whole point is, I watched that, and it was about cannibalism. So then, I've also been binge-watching iZombie, and that's about
a lady eating brains. So she doesn't turn into a zombie, so more cannibalism.
Have you ever realized how much cannibalism is into our pop culture?
There's a lot, and we're just kind of just turning a blind eye to all this cannibalistic media.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's very weird.
So, why do you think there's so much cannibalism in our media and pop culture?
Because it's like taboo. And people like the taboo, because, you don't eat
humans. It's kind of like, ooh, it's naughty, so I like it. Kind of deal.
I don't know if I like it. It's just like ooh, it's just so wrong. Don't tell me not to watch it because it's wrong. I gotta watch it now. Kind of scenario.
Yeah. So taboo. You were saying. Sorry,
I was saying taboo.
Brief pause there.
Nobody knows it was a pause. Just said that.
Other than maybe we just said taboo like four times.
Taboo, you say.
When's the last time you think you saw a show or played a video game with cannibalism in it? Probably pretty recently.
Yeah, probably. Anything would zombies be technically cannibalism?
I would think so.
Okay, then yes, pretty recently.
So, I made a list of all the things that are kind of endowed into pop culture that has cannibalism in it.
Okay.
Or movies and things like that. So, Sweeney Todd. Soylent Green, which is right?
Yeah.
Soylent Green is people. Fallout.
Yeah.
Walking Dead, obviously. The Life of Pi, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Messed up.
That's very movie. Messed up when very you get to messed the up. End, yeah.
I heard the book is a lot different.
Well, I didn't, when I first watched the movie, I must not have been paying attention at the end, because I do not remember them saying.
Oh, you don't remember that at all?
Because then people told me, what? I have to watch it again.
Yeah, so spoilers. But he's not really on a boat with animals.
No, he animalized the people on the boat.
Yes, it was pretty crazy. Silence of the Lambs, obviously. Hannibal. The Green Inferno, which is a newer movie. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Hills Have Eyes. And the Heart of the Sea, which I talked about. Pirates of the Caribbean has cannibalism in it when Captain Jack's on that island.
He was the king of the... Or chief of that island of cannibals.
I think that was the third one.
It was.
Yeah.
No, it was the second one.
South Park had a recent episode with cannibalism in it, I read, where Cartman chopped up and killed this kid's parents and fed him to him or something like that.
What?
Yeah. Game of Thrones, Grey's Anatomy had an episode with cannibalism. House had an episode of cannibalism, and then iZombie. That's a lot of cannibalism.
And Killer Croc's a cannibal.
Killer Croc is a cannibal. And
Venom's a cannibal.
Those are all things that are in main culture. I looked up movies for cannibalism, and with Independence and B-movies and not super popular, there was at least 150 different movies.
I was about to say, you probably just blew up.
And a lot of horror movies and stuff like that.
Probably a lot of horror movies. Not too many, romantic comedies that just sort of circle around cannibalism.
And then I kind of left out anything that was, serious and non-fictional.
Okay.
Into the Wind, Into the Wild, or any of that stuff, about the Downer Party and stuff like that. I left all that kind of stuff out. Because that did happen in real life, so I just thought that was probably an area we didn't really want to go into.
A little creepy.
Too much. So out of all this stuff, what do you like? What's your favorite cannibalism story?
I'd say it'd have to be zombies.
Zombies, yeah.
Because they just don't know any better.
Yeah, so it's not...
Versus someone making a conscious choice to eat someone, it just seems creepy.
Yes, very creepy. So it's not true cannibalism, then?
No.
Okay.
In a way, no.
My favorite cannibalism story probably has to do with zombies as well, but it's not about zombies. It's in Walking Dead with Alexandria.
Yeah.
Not Alexandria.
It's the other...
Alexandria. Place.
No. No, it's not... Alexandria's the city that they were in that got overrun. It's, yes. Terminus.
Terminus, yes. So Terminus and how they're eating people and slaughter them like it's like a butcher shop.
Tainted meat! You're eating tainted meat!
Tainted meat! Tainted meat! That's probably one of my favorite stories. And then Sweeney Todd, I think, was really great, too. It was very Soylent Greenish.
Yeah. People were eating it and they loved it and they didn't know.
But they never found out that they were doing it.
Just everybody died before the truth came out.
And then you have all the shows with like the islanders or people in Africa and tribes, and where they show that they eat people. There's still tribes in Africa where they do cannibalism and stuff for like religious reasons.
I don't doubt it.
And stuff. Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Pretty messed up.
Very messed up.
I just think it's weird how much it's in our culture. And I don't think it's any other country that talks about it and puts it in all their pop culture like crazy ridiculous amounts.
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of used to ours, so who knows?
You're
right.
Hop
over to China and Russia and be like, you guys, what's the deal about cannibalism here?
What's up with cannibalism?
Is it cannibalism? What's going on?
I was trying to do Jerry Seinfeld. Yours was a little bit better.
What's the deal with cannibals?
You put the finger in your mouth and you eat it.
You take a bite. Is it in a can? Why is it a cannibal? Man, he's probably still worth over like $700 million.
That's pretty funny. Do you think in a survival situation... you would revert to cannibalism?
I know we've kind of talked about this before, and it would have to be, like, super extreme, like, I just lose all sense of self type scenario, where it's like, okay. I've been in the wild for so long, I've gone feral. That'd probably be the only real way I'd eat another person. Is just
Tommy's like, hungry!
I'd just turn into, like, Smeagol or something.
Me wants it! Precious!
This wants to eat you!
Just gives me a bite!
Just a little bite. Maybe a bite.
Just your pinky toe. You just asking to eat everybody's pinky toes.
Just the nibbles. Just the nibbles.
You don't need it.
puts it in Miss Snuggle Cove.
Puts it in the cave for later.
For safekeepings.
You just have like a stock of like pinky toes and
salted
ears.
Salted pinky toes. For preserves. A freezer full of pinky toes.
So do you think you would have a part of you that would like still hate it, so you'd have like split personalities?
Yeah, probably.
You would have like...
I'm disgusting. We have to survive.
You would have...
What have I done?
Mr. Thomas and Thomas.
Thomas.
Thomas and Mr. Thomas.
That just doesn't make any sense.
I was going to Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of thing.
No.
Do you think once you went savage or feral of being a cannibal, do you think you could come back from it?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Kind of like in Walking Dead where Rick's like, you don't go, you can't come back. We can't come back from the things we did. And then Morgan's like, we can come back.
I think there's a way. There's a huge amount of willpower. I don't think you'll ever forget it, but you can probably come back.
I think it would mess you up.
I've never been a cannibal, so...
No, I'm talking completely feral, Mr. Thomas.
Okay.
Crazy.
Like that episode of Family Guy where Peter gets lost in the woods and he's like a wild animal. Shut up, Meg.
Do you think you would wear, like, human skin as a clothes and stuff?
I don't know. That'd be weird.
It would be weird.
Only, like, other people's skin over my skin. It just seems redundant at that point.
So, if, like, you had... If the group of us who are generally in Deep Frankie's podcast, you've got me, Leviticus, Weezer Larry, and we can even count Avenger too.
Yeah.
Avenger. So if we all like are like, we're gonna go on a boat ride. Yeah, let's throw Kevin Smith in there too.
And why not? Why not, Kevin? Come on a boat ride. It's gonna be the worst boat ride to go on.
So we all go on this boat ride and we have no food. And no water.
And then we capsize or shipwreck somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. And then we start drawing straws of who gets eaten first.
Well, first we go, we gotta check there's no, like, wildlife.
Yeah, there isn't. Okay, it's just
so
all
we're on
gone.
A small little island.
Kevin ate it all.
Kevin's, daggum, Kevin. That's what happens when you smoke all that weed.
He's like, I brought weed, but I don't have any food.
We're eating Kevin first.
Because
I bet he tastes like bratwurst.
That was my question, is... Is who would you hope to eat first?
Kevin, because I'm sure he tastes like bratwurst.
Yeah, and who would... I'm sure he probably would. I would eat Leviticus.
Wunderbar.
I think I would eat Leviticus first.
You think he tastes like not like a giant taco?
A giant carne asada. He eats so much carne asada. That's just like what he tastes
you
like.
You are what you eat, Leviticus.
Or Weezer would taste like beer and IPAs.
Beer battered Weezer.
You would taste like Snickers and sushi.
Snickers and sushi and chicken.
What do you think I would taste like?
You would taste like a giant beer battered cheeseburger.
Mmm, that sounds pretty amazing. You just want to take a bite now, right?
Right there.
This should be our Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Ooh, spooky. Halloween's a month early.
Or we can just save it. Happy Halloween.
So kind of along with cannibalism, you've got like being a vampire.
Okay, yeah. Right. Anyway, you're living off of humans.
You're living off of humans and stuff like that. Do you think vampires really exist?
No.
No?
I know there's a type of people who drink blood, but I don't think that's real vampire.
Why do they drink people?
I don't know. They say that it gives them life and stuff, and it's disturbing. Weird.
I know people eat animal blood and drink animal blood, and other countries they put it in soup and stuff like that.
Blech. I'm afraid to try blood pudding because it's called blood pudding.
Oh,
there's no
so
blood
good,
in it.
Oh, man. No, they do use...
A little bit?
Yes, a little bit. Like pork. Like pig's blood. That's what makes it the black color. Do you remember the landlogger? Did I ever get you a landlogger sausage from Callus?
I don't think so.
It's a little sausage. They put blood in that. It's like a little beef jerky sausage. It's pretty amazing. Would you want to be a vampire? Would you rather drink people's blood or
now,
be a cannibal?
Am I a legitimate vampire? Like I get to live forever type scenario?
Sure.
Yes, I'd much rather be a vampire than a cannibal. Can't go outside. That's okay. I have to play video games all day.
So have you seen iZombie yet?
No.
So the premise of that is she's normal. As long as she keeps eating a steady supply of brains.
Right.
And so technically
like
she can never die. She works in a morgue, And technically she can't die unless she gets shot in the head.
Right. Well, I mean, if I get shot in the head, I'm dead too, so.
Right.
It's not just a zombie thing.
Well, I mean, you could.
She's
a walking
not
dead.
Age, she's not going to rot or deteriorate.
Right. No, as long as she keeps eating a steady supply of brains.
Oh, alright. Well, maybe in that scenario, being a zombie's not so bad either, but I'd have to kill people.
Whereas
I could at least drain a lot of blood,
or
they could still live.
Right. Or you'd have to work in a morgue where they're already dead.
But
the problem with that situation is you get visions from eating people's brains.
Yeah, she gets the visions.
And she gets the visions and then takes on characteristics. So, like, if you ate, you know, Kevin Smith's brain, you would just want to smoke a lot of pot.
And say snoochie
and just talk a lot and say snoochie boochies. And you'd probably have visions of having gay sex with Jason Mewes.
Yeah. Gay sex with a lot of dudes, really. Kevin talks about a lot of dudes' dongs.
Yes.
What's up with that, Kev?
Yeah. What is up with that?
I mean, he's very open about who he is.
Put Jay's dong in my mouth!
Put my dong in my mouth!
You can't protect your dong, Jay!
Oh, But there's the other aspect where if you're like, there's some like, you know, like fictional, you know, some vampires where they suck the blood of like a super, someone with like abilities, they get that ability too for a little bit.
Yeah. I think I would rather be a vampire too. Vampires
are glamorous. I just don't want to be the sparkly kind.
It's glamorous and they get chicks.
They get the chicks, bro. Zombies don't get chicks.
Sleep in a coffin. Zombies don't get chicks, no. Mm-hmm. They get to turn into a bat, too.
They can turn into wolves, too, technically.
Can they really?
Yeah, the original Dracula could go into a wolf, a bat.
That's pretty badass. I want to be the original Dracula. You wouldn't want to be like a Robert Pattinson.
No, I don't be a sparkly vampire. I don't mind like the super speed and strength, but that sparkliness is just ridiculous.
That just puts it over?
Yeah, it's a little over the top.
So you would pick where to be a zombie?
Do you know why
they're
sparkly? That's the part that's really funky.
Why are they sparkly?
Because in they live in Seattle because it's always overcast in Seattle. So when since it's overcast, the sun kind of slightly beams through and it kind of slightly burns their skin. So that's why they sparkle.
Oh well, that makes more sense then.
I know, but it's just they sparkle, and I don't like
glittery zombies. Oh, glittery vampires. Sorry. I'm getting my creatures mixed up.
Or werewolf. You want to throw that in the mix? Werewolves technically eat people, too.
They do. I wouldn't want to be a werewolf.
No?
I would at least want to remember eating somebody.
You want to remember that? It's a little weird. I want to remember every moment of this, Ted.
Oh, no, why? Oh, Ted, your forearm was so good.
Why? We were friends.
I remember that one time we...
It's the hunger, Ted.
We cut up Ted's heart and deep fried it.
Oh, deep fried Ted. Mm. That reminds me, there's an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Frank, who's played by Danny DeVito, he has just like random meats and they cook and eat it one day. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to play a trick on you. So what he does is I gave you human meat. So they start freaking out and they say like they got the hunger. So they're like, we didn't eat human meat. Well, how do we know? Well, let's go try and find some human meat and eat it and see if it's the same. They start freaking out the whole episode, and at the very end of it, Frank's like, I didn't give you a human meat, it was a raccoon.
That's funny.
that's filled with parasites.
But I have the hunger, Frank!
That sounds pretty awesome. That's a funny show.
I need to watch this show. You've told me a couple
it's
times.
It's so dumb, but awesome.
So that's another one we can add to our list. We can add Bob's Burgers to our
list,
too.
Yeah, there was that episode where they had the scare that it was made for humans. Like,
yeah.
Is it made for humans? Can I have one?
Maybe. Bob's like, I'm not saying it's not made from humans. Because he was getting all that business from it. So, this is taking another kind of dark turn. But
we're already pretty dark. Keep going.
So, if you had to eat somebody.
Well, I had to eat somebody.
But it was a survival situation. But in the survival situation, you also had access to a full gourmet kitchen.
So if I could kill and cook them properly?
And cook it any way you want. So you're in a survival situation, but you have any kind of...
I would smoke them. I'll cut to the quick. I'm going to like smoke them, like smoke their ribs and eat them.
Smoked is a good idea.
Charcoal smoked Ted. Poor Ted. He's our example here. It's eaten up 20 ways till Sunday.
Who is Ted? Is he just
some
guy we came up with?
It's just the most cliche name.
Ted's like, please don't eat me.
If you're a fan out there named Ted and you unfollow us, we'll understand.
We have to give Ted like a backstory.
So Ted, he was a very bad guy.
Is he heavy set?
Of course he's heavy set.
He's hanging out with us,
he is. He's a deep fried geek. They're heavy set.
So Ted the deep fried geek is on the boat with us.
That's right.
Ted is also works at a carnival part time.
Oh, okay.
He runs the cotton candy spot.
Oh, so he's still got a little bit of cotton candy stuff
right. Come
on sometimes.
But he also does the carnival barking. Like he goes out on the corner. And he's like, whoa!
This way, here, you want to see the freaks? Right. Here come the freak show.
His lungs probably taste delicious.
Oh, so super strong. aromatic.
Aromatic arms. And but Ted's kind of a dick. So
sorry, Ted.
That's all right. So he's the first to go.
He's what is the first to go.
And his nickname for Deep Fried Geeks is Ted E-Bear.
Ted E-Bear. So Ted, Mr. E-Bear, electronic bear, is gonna go. This is how it is. Sorry,
because,
Ted.
Because he's a jerk.
Because he's a jerk. You act like a jerk, you're gonna get eat first.
But he's a delicious jerk.
So delicious. He kept us alive in our hypothetical.
I think it would be
with the best kitchen. I just picture it's like a little mansion on this island, just a mansion, no like animals, nothing,
nothing, no food,
empty
in
kitchen,
it. Just a huge kitchen, all huge the knives kitchen. We want,
but all the cooking utensils and like ingredients,
cooking grease too, and
but
flour.
No like food,
no food,
no like chicken or anything like that, just like flour, and
flour, butter, maybe
oil,
even.
Butter. I mean, we could just eat that, but...
Like, where did we go wrong in life?
We could just, like, eat all the butter, but nope. If we're gonna have butter, we better butter something. So it's Ted.
So you would think, like, in a survival situation, that you would eat anything else before you would ever eat human.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? So, like, tree bark and
leaves stuff like that. Seaweed, I don't know.
Seaweed and... all sorts of stuff.
Hopefully a turtle.
So it would have to be the last absolute
that is
option.
Last resort. Like, if we're literally on a desert island, nothing, no trees, no grass, nothing. That's it.
I would just, like, it would be, like, a slow methodical thing. Like, I wouldn't, like, if it was just me and you, I'd be like, alright, let's cut an ear off first.
Just a little sample.
I'll just get the ears gone, and we'll start getting, like, extremity parts that we don't
so
need.
We're just nubs on this island that we've eaten
we
each
other.
We have
a full medical kit, too. So
we just have one frying pan and one hand left. Flipping our other extremities. And this hot pot. With a soup of the bone of our own bones,
we could probably make it. Soup would probably be the best way to make it last, I guess. Right?
We have like our own bones in the soup.
Yeah. Deep fried geek soup, Maddie and Tommy two stars.
So much gristle,
and then like a month goes by, and we're each missing like a leg and an arm, and then all of a sudden like. A guy comes out of his bedroom in the mansion. And he's like, "What are you guys doing?" We're like,
you've been here the whole time.
He's like, "Bro, guys, the pantry's just right downstairs."
That's Ted. And we ate it. You're not telling us a month soon. We've already built the taste. We made our own legs and arms. Ted,
I've got the hunger now.
You jerk bag.
Oh my gosh. So I just don't get why it's so ingrained into our pop culture. I think it's kind of odd. I get it being in
it's
horror movies.
It's been around for a
stuff.
Long time. I mean,
it has been.
There's all like almost maybe since the dawn of time. There's been cannibals. Who knows? It's civilization. They've had their taboo cannibals.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
Yes.
I'm not gonna go there.
Okay.
Oh.
Just get your
computer. How many times do you think maybe like you people like eat human and they don't even know? Do you think, like...
I think it's a very rare occurrence in America, at least.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, some, you know, chop a finger off and you get and find it in, like, a meat patty.
That's a very, very rare situation.
So
Do you think there's any, like, underbelly restaurants in America?
There probably is somewhere.
Yeah. It's creepy, man.
Yeah.
Creepy, creepy, scary stuff. The Deep Fried Geeks are in no way endorsing cannibalism.
No.
It's gross and awful and horrible.
And you can buy anything on Amazon. So I'm just saying.
I need this liver for transplant.
It's a transplant. I swear, mine is bad. Can I also get two ports?
I need some onions.
And some onions.
And fava beans.
Unrelated.
What is that quote from...
some fava beans.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
And a nice Chianti.
I ate his... Was it I ate his liver?
Yeah, with some fava beans in it. Nice Chianti.
I saw the movie when I was like a teenager. I haven't seen it since then.
I've seen like pieces. I haven't seen the whole thing all the way through.
Yeah. Do you think that what is that?
I don't know.
Is that like the theme song to Silence of the Lambs?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Silence of the Lambs, eating people, putting them in the mouth. Eating a bowl of liquor, eating lots of people, putting fava beans,
drinking lots of candy.
Gotta wear a face mask, you bet that one, dude. Chicken wine from blood, Hannibal's takeoff. Eating humans for dinner, breakfast and lunch.
That's what it made me think of Danny DeVito Penguin when he bit the one guy's nose.
Oh. He's gushing blood everywhere. Yeah. Danny DeVito trying to eat that dude. Cannibalistic penguin. Crazy cobble pot. Keep calm and geek on.